Happy anniversary. What a blessing for me as your bishop to be here today and to celebrate with Resurrection Parish community. And I'll tell you, 50 years, you're all looking good. You're looking good. And the youthfulness and joy that's in you as a community. And you know what's really nice is we look back and give thanks for these 50 years. But really, this is to open the next 50. So we're not just looking in the past. You know the future that God calls us into. So today we celebrate an anniversary and we give thanks, but we know the best is yet to come. God always calls us into a future. So as we celebrate today and we give thanks, what a grace it is, you've just gotten started. The church always grows young, and so are you as a parish. What a grace that is. I was reading a little bit about your history and how Father Zank, the first pastor, when he gathered together for the first Mass 50 years ago, that it was held in the airport and the hangar served as the church. How's that? And then I understand the baggage department was the sacristy. I'm not sure where the confessional was. That's yet to be revealed. But what a wonderful moment that is. When you think of a parish beginning and the hopes and dreams of all the people, and look what we have now, because of the faith of those folks that began with Father Zank. Are any of you here today who are at that first Mass in the hangar? Would you all stand? Just those of you who are at that first Mass. Well, here's the pioneers, huh? Wow. 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 What a good-looking group. Where was the confessional? Do you know? We'll find out before the end of the day. After my homily, Father Peter is going to recognize different groups from different eras, but I certainly want the pioneers, those of you who were at that first Mass, you who began all of this, just see what others have built. And all of you being part of that, blessed are you. When I was a little boy, my brother and my sister and me, my mom and dad would get one of those puzzles that sometimes had 2,000 pieces. I think they wanted us to get occupied. My brother and sister were terrible. I was the model child, huh? Now, if you call them, you won't get that answer. But I remember how my parents would put these pads on the dining room table so that we wouldn't mar the finish. And then they'd put all those pieces out, and then we'd go to work. Now, one thing I learned, you can't put a puzzle of 2,000 pieces together in an hour. It's going to take you time. I learned also you had to have a box with the picture so you could begin to match the colors. And then also we figured out the straight edge has to be the border. But then you know what would happen? I would get a little frustrated. We weren't making progress. Have you ever taken pieces that don't really fit? But you're going to make them fit. And then either my brother or my sister, maybe my mom or dad, someone would come by and fix it and take that piece out and put it where it belonged. Well, I remember the first time we did one of those big puzzles. As we were getting closer to finishing, it became clear that a piece was missing. And right away, we began to think, we got a defective puzzle. Let's write them. Today you'd say, I'm getting my lawyer. But my brother had this smile all the time on his face. And so we were looking around the house because we knew a piece was not there. And if your family was like the Quinn family, you never know where those pieces can be found. You check the refrigerator, under the beds, you know all of that. And my brother kept smiling. And then finally, the truth came out. He had that piece in his pocket. And he wanted to finish the puzzle, to drop it in place. Well, life is like that. And the life of faith is like that, trying to put the pieces together, not only of what God has told us about himself, but about each of our lives and how we understand the mystery of God's gracious work in redemption. Remember from the time we're little kids, we think maybe the priest is God? Isn't that amazing? And then gradually we realize, no, he represents Jesus Christ. We realize that the Eucharist is really his body and blood. We grow. And sometimes the pieces that we think go together, we learn we didn't put it together properly. I'll bet all of us in this era are reappreciating the great sacrament of penance, of being able to be forgiven and to know that we are healed of our sins. The church goes through those periods, and sometimes a lack of holiness. Then we've got to put the pieces together in the right way. I'll bet to some degree Father Zenk and those who began Resurrection Parish, all they had was a hanger, some vestments, but they had the most important thing, the Eucharist, and a community of people. And they knew that somehow God was going to work through them, and that the future, the Lord would show them what pieces are needed for catechetics, for Christian service, for the schools, how to go ahead and hand on our Catholic faith, and to celebrate again and again every day the mystery of the Eucharist. That's the history of a people who know the big puzzle, but at times all of us in putting it together. That's why today, the church, we celebrate the great feast of the Holy Trinity. That's a puzzle. And how God can be one and yet three distinct persons without losing that oneness. And over the years, we try and understand it. And many times we go ahead and push pieces together that may not fit. Or we simply say, I don't care. But this mystery is the life-giving mystery that has motivated for 2,000 years a church, a gracious Father who has sent his only Son, in whose Eucharist we celebrate today. And a Holy Spirit who not only transforms those elements, but transforms you and me, gives us courage, a holy boldness, a willingness to live that faith, and a Holy Spirit that calls us to conversion. Well, over the years, I realized my mind is not able to grasp it all. In fact, my mind is so small in comparison to God's greatness. And yet, you know, this past year I asked one of my students in my class to read a little selection from a book by C.S. Lewis called Mere Christianity. And I just want to share it with you because he had to give a report on it in my class. And C.S. Lewis says, if you've got a religion that you really fully understand, and there's nothing in there that challenges you, you've probably got a man-made religion, meaning it's a projection of us. if we have it all figured out. It's like the puzzle. Unless it's challenging, it probably is coming from us and not from God. The Trinity is who God is, which will always exceed my grasp. But it's a mystery of love. That's why C.S. Lewis says, if you don't struggle with faith, if you don't struggle with the content of what you believe, it may not be from God at all. It may not be his divine revelation, but it may be something you and I have come up with. And in this world, we all like things easy. God is not easy. He's filled with love. God is so filled with love, he sent his Son to us. And by his death and resurrection and outpouring of the Spirit has made possible our redemption and a church gathered about the Eucharist and a church that's on its way to eternal life in heaven. Well, today, we don't have any missing pieces. We have Jesus Christ. He's revealed the Father and the Holy Spirit. But sometimes we get the other pieces in the wrong place. And maybe at times we need to redo the puzzle of our life so that Christ can be that center that holds us together. Happy anniversary. And God bless you. And 50 years from now, as I look back, I hope I'll be with the Lord in heaven and with many of you. And we'll look back and say, wasn't it great that we beheld what they did 50 years ago? Beautiful church. In 50 years that we see that growth, look what they've done now in putting the puzzle together again and again. Generation after generation of faith, with Christ as the center, flowing from the Father and filled with the Holy Spirit. Blessed are you. And get ready. The next 50 are going to be even more exciting and more Spirit-filled. May God, he's begun this good work. You know this. He's the one who will bring it to completion.